Listening Library presents Magic Treehouse No. 10, Ghost Town at Sundown, by Mary Pope Osborne. Read by the author.
Ghost Town at Sundown. Chapter 1. How Wild. Jack and Annie were sitting on the porch of their house. Annie was gazing down the street at the Frog Creek Woods. Jack was reading a book.
"I have a feeling we should check the woods again," said Annie.
"Why?" said Jack without looking up.
"The rabbit's hopping by," said Annie.
"So? We've seen rabbits before."
"Not like this one," said Annie.
"What do you mean?" Jack stood up and looked with her. He saw a rabbit with very long legs hopping down their street. Soon the rabbit left the sidewalk and headed into the woods.
"He's a sign," said Annie.
"A sign of what?" said Jack.
"That Morgan's back," said Annie.
She jumped off the porch. "Come on!" "But what about dinner?" Jack said. "Dad said it would be ready soon."
"Don't worry," said Annie. "You know when we leave in the treehouse, time stops."
She ran across their yard. Jack pulled on his backpack. "Back in 10 minutes, he called through the screen door. Then he followed Annie. They hurried down their street and into the Frog Creek Woods. The sun was setting above the trees.
"There he is," said Annie.
The rabbit was standing in a ray of sunlight. When he saw them, he took off. Jack and Annie followed the rabbit until he vanished behind the tallest tree.
"I told you, see?" said Annie, panting. She pointed up at the